Hello, this is episode number 31 of Chalk Radio, where medical experts from Children's Hospital of Orange County share their knowledge about keeping kids healthy and safe. In this episode, Child Life Specialist Chloe Krikak offers parents and caregivers tips for helping children cope with a hospital stay. Chloe, welcome to Sechrest Studios.
Thank you, Brian. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so as wonderful as Chalk is, we know kids don't really want to be in the hospital. Whether it's a short stay or something long term, are there things parents can do to help their children cope with hospitalization?
Absolutely, Brian. You know, Chalk is wonderful, but the hospital can be hard and the hospital environment can be extremely intimidating for adults, but looking at it through the lens of a child is a whole new set of stressors. Machines are beeping, so many new sights and sounds, and the fear of the unknown. And there's even a new language that we speak, the language of medicine in the hospital. And so it's really important for us to translate that to children. And it's really important for parents to be able to know how to help their children. And there are so many different things that parents can do, both ahead of time and while they are here at the hospital, to make sure that their stay is as comfortable as possible. One of the things that we encourage parents to do if they are able is to bring comfort items from home. So if there's that favorite princess pillowcase that you bring everywhere with you, bring it to the hospital. The hospital can be a little bit of a sterile environment. As much as we try to make it as child-friendly as possible, it still can be a little, you know, it's not like home. And so we want to make sure that kids feel as comfortable here. So bring the Avengers bedspread or the princess pillowcase and a favorite blanket, a favorite stuffed animal, or if your child, you know, has a favorite DVD, stick it in one of our DVD players. It's really easy to make a sterile environment feel as much like home as possible. We do also encourage friends and family to Skype and to FaceTime. A lot of times family is sprinkled across the country, and so calls and FaceTime from friends and family can be really uplifting for our patients, whether they're here for overnight or for an extended stay. We also have several things that parents can take advantage of our services with. We have a Hello Hospital program where parents can set up a tour with our child life specialist so that we can show them around the hospital if they're here for a scheduled surgery or if they're here. We can talk about books about going to the hospital. We engage in medical play, different things that parents can do to help support their children while they're here and help make it feel a little bit more like home.
Yeah, I know. I've seen, you know, family photos around as well.
Absolutely.
And lots of arts and crafts projects as mm-hmm. well to kind of make it feel like a kid's room again, I think. And that speaks volumes, the normal life, even though they're not in their normal place.
Absolutely.
So, do age and health conditions impact what parents should do to help their children cope? In what way is that something that we need to talk about?
You know, it does. Age and health conditions do impact the information that we give to children, but also the approach is the same. So although health and or health condition and age are factors, the approach is the same with these kids. We want to make sure that that kids know why they're here and how we're going to help them to get better. And so we want to make sure that parents have the language. It's really hard to explain certain abstract conditions or difficult tests to a five-year-old. And so we help parents make that a little bit more concrete for kids. And we help to give them words and phrases to help explain to their kids. So we make sure that the kids really understand why they're here and how we're going to help them to get better. And that's through a variety of different tests and diagnoses and educations. We want to make sure that these kids understand that. We also want to make sure that parents are equipped with that information. So if parents are on board with what's going on, the kids are too. So it's helpful for us.
So what other things besides, you know, we've talked a little bit about the Hello Hospital program and a few things that we do here. Is there anything else that Chalk offers to help patients cope while they're here at the hospital?
Absolutely. We have an excellent medical team that provides excellent medical care for these kids. But along with that medical team, I think what parents don't always realize is that there's a very large interdisciplinary team that's also working with their child and for their child and to help their child understand what's going on and to truly help them cope. So we have a large interdisciplinary team that helps with that. And so we are a part of that interdisciplinary team as child life specialists, and we provide all of the fun stuff that kids experience while they're here, as well as that educational component and that procedural clinical support that I talked about earlier. But in terms of our therapeutic focus, we offer six different playrooms here at Chalk for kids to just be kids and to forget that they're in the hospital, even just for a moment. Our playrooms are a very safe place for kids. We have a no white coat policy so that kids are able to, you know, sit in there and do crafts and to play without the fear of anything else going on. So we provide that for our kids. We have a teen room. We have a movie theater. We have a meditation room where kids can come and families can come and just grab a quiet moment. We have a family resource center where parents can research and use the business center. We also have Turtle Talk, which is a really fun live interactive show that we have from Disney every day. And it's a real big hit here at Chalk. So we provide a lot of other opportunities for kids to get out of their rooms if they're able to and to experience some of the things that they would normally get to experience if they weren't inside of our four walls.
So what about siblings? I would imagine that brothers and sisters of patients may feel a little bit neglected, a little bit worried. So what can parents do for them while their brother or sisters here in the hospital?
Absolutely. Siblings are such a huge part of what it is that we do as child life specialists. So in terms of treating the whole child, siblings are a huge part of that. And so we want to make sure that siblings feel included and that parents have the opportunity to best support them while they're here, especially if a child is here for an extended stay. So we have child life specialists on every unit that help with this, but we have a very large sibling program in our neonatal intensive care unit. And our child life specialist there provides medical play and education for these siblings to make sure that they understand what's going on with their, you know, baby brother or baby sister. We have a special events calendar for the inclusion of siblings so that parents and patients and family members can all go and do an event together so that they can spend time as a family together outside of the patient's room. And then once every other month, we actually honor siblings with an event that we call Sib Spot. And it's for siblings only. So it's not, you know, no patients allowed, no parents allowed, but we're really able to focus on the siblings and to provide them with something special and to really honor them and to help them feel as though they're special and included. In terms of parents creating time for siblings, especially if they're here for an extended period of time, they need honest information, just like a patient would about their own diagnosis. The siblings need honest information about their sibling, of course, in a developmentally appropriate way. It just really helps them to get control over the situation and to allow them to feel like they're a part. There's nothing worse than feeling like someone's keeping something from you. So you can help parents do that as well. We encourage parents to create special time with mom and dad just for them so that they feel special and included. And then we encourage them to have a role in their sibling's care. So we include them in decorating the patient's room or making greeting cards or using FaceTime and Skype to help them to feel involved in the patient's care. Whether it's after school visits or special events, we want the whole family to feel included.
Sounds like you guys have pretty much, like you said, cared. It's for the whole child, the whole family. It's not just a patient that's here in the hospital. So with that, is there any other advice that you could possibly offer for families with regards to being here in the hospital?
You know, as an associate from, you know, of Chalk, we make sure that, you know, we love working here, but I think what's really important for parents to know is that it really is such a great place. And for parents to know that every single person here, from their medical team to their interdisciplinary team to every staff member and associate that works here at Chalk, has come here to work with children. And so when patients and families come here, just to have confidence in that and to know that everybody is here to help them. And there's so many things that we can offer them to help them cope while they're here. But just for families to know that they're going to receive the best medical care possible, but also the best support for the family. We address the whole child, which is what we discussed, but we want to make sure that these families know that and that everybody here is here to support them and to not only have these kids get better medically, but to treat them while they're here as an individual and as a family.
Well, thank you for listening to episode number 31 of Chalk Radio. You just heard child life specialist Chloe Krikak about helping children cope with hospitalization. Stay tuned for more episodes and health topics from Chalk Radio. Visit chalk.org for more information or follow Chalk on social media. We are at Chalk Children's on Instagram and Twitter, and we are at facebook.com/chalkchildrens. Thank you so much, Chloe, for coming in.
Thank you, Brian.